I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. The Vermont Department of Health wants to remind Vermonters today is Prescription Drug Take Back Day. This is a program that urges Vermonters to use a safe prescription drug disposal system. The department says more than half of those who misuse prescription medication get it from a friend or relative, often straight from medicine cabinets. Safe disposal also keeps potentially dangerous medications from kids and pets who might accidentally ingest them. You can find a map with drop-off locations on the Vermont Department of Health website. SUNY Plattsburgh has closed fitness centers and canceled athletics amid a rise of coronavirus cases in Clinton County, New York. The county has 48 active COVID cases. At least 28 of those are linked to students at the school. University President Dr. Alexander Agnetti says there's no single event behind the spike in cases.
There was no party. There was no large social gathering. This is just regular, social interactions that are happening, I would say, not just within the SUNY Plattsburgh community, but throughout the entire community.
More than 100 students remain in quarantine. The spike in cases puts New York's Essex and now Clinton counties on Vermont's travel restriction list. Secretary of State offices confirmed to VPR that several Townsend voters received the wrong ballots in the mail. Secretary of State Jim Kondo says the situation's not symptomatic of widespread errors in the new vote-by-mail system. Kondo says with about 440,000 ballots, only a fraction have been wrong. He says Townsend's town clerk is working to get affected voters the correct ballot.